From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A Guyanese court imposes a media blackout on opposition challenge to the election results. Bermuda voices objections to the upcoming British Dependent Territories meeting. And the Cuban government gives the Catholic Church a voice on the airwaves. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, the country's chief justice has ordered a media blackout following an action brought by opposition political parties challenging the decision to appoint Janet Jagan as the new president. More in this report from Moya Thomas.
Chief Justice Desiree Bernard warned the Guyana media that she will deal very harshly with anyone who disobeys her order. This morning it was decided that the matter would be put off for hearing until next Tuesday. Last Friday, the court issued an order restraining Mrs. Jagan from assuming and exercising the functions of president. Lawyers for the opposition parties say the law is clear that the order holds until it's resolved by the court. But lawyers for the widow of the former president, Chedi Jagan, said she was already sworn in when the order was served, and therefore it has no effect. Last Friday, the leader of the People's National Congress, Desmond Hoyt, accused the Elections Commission Chairman, Dudnot Singh, and the Chancellor of the Judiciary of colluding to hastily and secretly swear in Mrs. Jagan as president. Mr. Hoyt said the PNC and the people of